Today's first reading we heard from the book of Daniel chapter 13, the beautiful story of innocent Susanna and how God heard her prayers and rescued her through Daniel. The word of God says about Daniel, he was also an innocent person. So God inspired his soul. And the responsorial psalm, Psalm 23, even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, because God is with us. And today's gospel is a very beautiful gospel. The story of this woman committed adultery. And according to the law, if you look, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 22 to 29, and Sirach 23 to 24 also spoke about it, the seriousness of committing adultery in the Old Testament. So they just came and presented this woman in front of Jesus. Now we see Jesus, what sort of a person is Jesus? Just before I became a priest, just a few days before my ordination, I went for a confession to an old priest, wonderful priest. This priest, 25 years he worked in Saudi Arabia as an underground priest. Nobody knew that he was a priest. Irish priest, a few years ago he died. This happened almost 5 years ago, my ordination. Now, next month is going to be 6 years. I'm only a baby priest. So this wonderful priest, I thought, let me just make a full confession to him. So I made a confession. I thought this priest is going to collapse. So anyway, at the end of the confession, he just held my hands and said to me, "Brelis, if I am going to make my confession to you, perhaps you have to sit the whole night here." That was an evening. Now, listen, my dear brother. The Lord is a gentleman. And you are going to be a priest, you should never forget that fact. The Lord is a gentleman. And he's always waiting to show mercy to you. He never condemned anyone. And every time when we approach this confessional, according to the words of Saint Faustina, it's a tribunal of mercy. It's a place so many miracles will take place and took place. So the message, we also should not condemn anyone. Whatever the situation, people approaches us or we approach the people, always put the mercy of Christ, mercy of our Lord in front of all the law. We are not called to become legalistic, but we are called to become like our good Lord, Savior, who showed us a good example. Be merciful and kind. And none of us are worthy to be called gentle, but don't forget, our good Lord, he's a true gentleman.